Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Life is not a sprint, but a marathon. So we all need to learn how to hang in there through thick and thin. Here, the writer to the Hebrews reminds his readers that this is what the life of faith is all about. We have to learn to endure. And he clearly has in mind that the church to which he was writing was likely to experience considerable persecution and suffering. If they thought that living for Christ was going to be a leisurely walk in the park, then they needed to change their thinking quickly. By itself, that would be a rather bleak message. But the whole purpose of the letter was to bring encouragement. The writer knew that as we focus our attention on Jesus, we'll gain all the inspiration and strength that we need for the road ahead. He urges his readers to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. His language is very specific and makes it clear that there were many other things that could distract our attention. We'll need to shape our lives in such a way that we keep our focus on Jesus. I have many friends who find it helpful to start the day in prayer. Many of them use these notes to encourage them as the day begins. My father was a businessman, and he travelled up to London every day for 40 years. Throughout that time, he set aside part of the journey for reading the Bible and praying. Every year, he read through the whole Bible. These times with God, amid the bustle of the morning commuters, helped to keep him focused on Jesus. It really doesn't matter how you do it, but find ways that help you to maintain your focus on Jesus. So let me ask you a question. What more can you do to make Jesus the daily focus of your attention? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus and ask you that you'll help us to make him increasingly the inspiration and strength of our lives. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.